There you go. 2 days ago, indeed, the ban has come into place on the sales of turf, smoky coal and wet wood in shops or online. Minister Eamon Ryan finally signed off on the regulations last week after months of contention, politically and otherwise. People with turf cutting rights will still be able to cut turf for their own use and may gift or sell turf once it's not sold through retail premises or online. The Department of the Environment, Climate and Communications said the primary focus of these regulations is on improving air quality and improving people's health chances and outcomes by restricting the retail, online and commercial sale of smoky fuels, including smoky coal, turf and wet wood. These fuels are proven to be a major contributor to air pollution in Ireland. Well, with me on the line to talk about this and the impact on the industry is Sean Finan, the CEO of the Irish Bioenergy Association. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, Sean, can I ask you first, just tell me a little bit about your organisation and how these regulations will impact your members.
So I work for the Irish Bioenergy Association. So bioenergy, wood and wood fuels are a key sector within our organisation. And our members are the wood fuel suppliers that are supplying wood fuels to their customers across the country. And our members are under the umbrella of the Wood Fuel Quality Assurance Scheme, which is a quality assurance scheme which we roll out within the association to certify suppliers of wood fuels that they're providing material onto the market at 25% moisture content.
Okay, so the idea of the wet wood that's out there that these situations would get rid of, or these regulations will get rid of, that is coming to an end, and there are requirements now to get the right type of dried wood to people to limit the damage.
Yes, indeed. So the regulations that came into force this week means that any wood placed on the market has to be at 25% moisture content or less. And that moves then to 20% in 2025. So suppliers of wood fuels have to ensure that their fuels are at a quality level from a moisture content perspective. That means that they're not contributing to air quality. And the context for this is that there's a significant difference in the particulate emissions, so that's the particulate matter that's emitted when the material is combusted, with wet wood rather than dry wood. The research and there's evidence there that indicates very strongly that there's a significant difference in the amount of particulate emissions that come from wet wood compared to drier fuels wood.
Okay, and that drying process, what does it involve, and how long do they have to be dried out in a specific way to achieve that level of where it needs to be from the point of view of emitting particulate matter into the atmosphere when it's burned?
Yeah, so our members would work on a cycle. So the members would take in their raw material, their log, generally early in the year, at the start of the year, you know, in the springtime of the year. They would then, some members would engage in air drying, so they would use the air, they would stack it according to best practice and cover element of it, and then that would be sufficient in most cases to get the moisture content down to the required level for the following heating season. And some members then would obviously use kiln drying, which means that they would place the material into a kiln, they would dry that material through the kiln, then they get the 25% that way. So from a member's perspective, that is how the drying would be achieved. From your listener's perspective, if people have wood fuels that they, maybe farmers that have windfall material that they're using themselves, we would strongly encourage them that they season or dry that material, because the best energy output is from dry wood, dry material. There's no heat and water, and obviously there's energy required in order to remove that water, and that then leads to the issues around air quality, around particulate emissions. So it's in the interest of all customers and consumers that they're using dry wood fuels and certified if possible, and we would be encouraging people to consider the WFQA suppliers.
Okay, and that's the way to go with it. We're on a journey here, a road here, or at least the government is, in terms of emissions, in terms of burning anything. New homes are going in without any stoves or fireplaces. Are we on a road to being, you know, a road to obsolescence for your members down the line?
I wouldn't say so. If we turn the clock back to 2018, early 2019, when the discussions first started on the solid fuels regulations, at that point we were talking about all wood fuels. There was no distinctions made between wet and dry. And our organisation, through our own work in terms of lobbying, in terms of engagement, in terms of information and dissemination, ensured that the narrative changed from dry to make a distinction between dry and wet wood fuels, which is very, very important, obviously, as I've outlined, in terms of their particulate emissions. But if you look at the overarching consultation that was done with the general public before anything was done in terms of introducing these regulations or even drawing up the regulations, there was thousands of responses, and the overwhelming response is that people in Ireland want solid fuels. So as a result, I think there is a future for solid fuels, because fuel poverty is an issue. Not everyone has the financial capacity to do deep retrofit and install heat pumps and modern efficient electrical systems like that. So there is going to be a place for solid fuel. However, the place for solid fuel will be on quality basis, and that isn't impacting on air quality.
Where
our members come in terms of what they provide.
A certain level of people will always want a fire, will always keep a fire, is your belief?
Yes, so we would be encouraging people to use the most efficient appliances too. So an open fire is an inefficient appliance. So if you're going to be using a solid fuel, we would encourage people to consider their appliances and use very efficient appliances that are eco-design approved, which is a standard from across Europe. And then they get the most from the fuels that they burn. They get the most heat and energy from it, and they can use less of it then as a result of maximizing the potential of the fuel that they use.
Yeah.
So that would be the advice to consumers and your listeners. Look for quality and be conscious of your appliance.
Yeah.
And maybe it will involve installing a different appliance in the near future that will improve your efficiency of your burn and improve the quality of the air in your area, but also improve help you economically from the point of view of making the most efficient use of the fuel which you consume.
Is it getting more expensive, Sean?
Well, we have noticed a significant increase in the amount of wood fuel being purchased from our members this year. Prices have increased. However, prices have not increased to the significant levels we have seen across other fuels like gas and oil and others. So wood fuels are still a very relatively cheap option, and they're readily available. We would be encouraging consumers to be very conscious of quality and not to buy wet fuels and not wood fuels, and to ensure that they get quality material.
Sure. And speaking of that, finally, look, using a kiln to dry the wood, I mean, does that create its own energy and its own emissions, or is it, as you were saying, the cycle, people get into naturally dry them over a period of time without having to expend energy, shall we say?
Like everything, it's all about trade-offs from the point of view of the actual wood fuel supplier. So some suppliers have space in their facilities to take in large quantities of raw material and give it that time in terms of drying, whereas others mightn't necessarily have the space on their site, or they mightn't have the capacity or financial resources to carry large volumes of stock. So there's trade-offs required. So if you have a kiln, you won't have to carry as much stock because you can dry it relatively fast, but you then have an energy use, a cost associated with that drying.
Whereas if you're using
air drying methods, you don't have to you don't have that cost because it's naturally drying, but you have to give it more time, which means you have to carry more stock.
Yeah.
So there are trade-offs, so the businesses that we represent and our members have to make check that in terms of the economics and which works best for them.
Okay. All right, Sean, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that today. That's Sean Finan there, the CEO of the Irish Bioenergy Association, talking about those new regulations, the moisture content now legally allowed to be in wood that you burn 25% or less, and it moves to 20% over the next number of years.